welcome to your County Commissioners Court meeting for November the 8th, 2010. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal. Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Alfred. Will you stand?
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, I thank you again for the opportunity to represent the citizens of Jefferson County. I say this prayer as a special prayer for all the employees, elected officials, newly elected officials. Let them come in and let us all work to make this county. I ask these blessings in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The pledge of yours.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. We're proud today to have a newly elected official. Miss Linda, would you mind introducing Mr. Funchess?
No, of course not. We all knew it was going to happen, and it did. And it's my privilege and pleasure to introduce Mr. Tim Funchess. Tim, you can stand up, who is the newly elected county treasurer, and he'll be taking over January 1 as I retire and go on to wherever and whatever I'm going to go on to. But I'm real proud of him because he wanted to start coming in early so that he could learn some of the duties of the office. And I'm certainly willing for him to do that because it'll make my retirement a little bit more pleasant because I'll know I'm turning it over to good hands. So thank you, Judge. Thanks.
Yes, thank you. And thank you, Tim, for being here. And I want to present you with your first deposit. You can have this. The only thing I wouldn't do is try to cash it. I do want you to take it. Mr. Patrick Swain will explain the ramifications of that.
Basically what that is, that's the, as I understand, the first round funding of the TDRA from TDRA, Texas Department of Rural Affairs, for Hurricane Ike and Dolly funding. For us, it was Hurricane Ike down in the South Padre, it was Dolly. But we have already allocated all of those projects for first round funding. It is a little bit more. We weren't clear. Our initial funding was $28,933,856. I think there's about $75,000 more, so we might have picked up a little extra. We probably need to reallocate, but we might want to hold off on the reallocation till all the bids come in so we can make sure all the prices are right, because some of the prices are coming in a little higher than anticipated. So, and as we go through the next couple of months, you'll see those projects coming on the court's agenda, because the court will bid those out and through purchasing, and the funding will come straight to us.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. We'll take up the items under purchasing. Item A, receive and file bids for IFB Sabine Neches Navigation District Control Building, Round 1 disaster funding from the Texas Department of Rural Affairs. It's a grant. Item B, receive and file bids for IFB term contract for inmate clothing and supplies for Jefferson County. Item C, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file renewal of IFB as term contract for lease of 217.892 acres at section 263, abstract number 358 for Jefferson County from November 16, 2010 to November 15, 2011 with Richard Daly. Item D, consider and possibly approve renewal for IFB term contract for janitorial equipment and supplies for Jefferson County from November 10, 2010 to November 9, 2011 with the Hygiena Sanitary Supply and Eco Lab. Item E, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file renewal for IFB term contract for Marg Transport for Jefferson County for December 1, 2010 to November 30, 2011 with JB Transport Service, Inc. Item F, approve discretionary exemption in accordance with the local government code for the repairs and upgrade of the Honeywell fire alarm system by International Systems of America in the amount of $40,782 due to captive replacement parts or components for this equipment. Is there a motion on these items?
I'll make the motion for approval with the correction that that's BJ Transport.
That it be what?
BJ Transport Services Incorporated at the mark.
Okay. And is there a second?
Second.
Have a motion, a second, discussion?
What is it, BJ?
Yeah.
What'd yours say?
So when you read it, you said JB Transport. I just wonder.
Well, I got dyslexia. I always have it. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. County, let the record reflect Commissioner Arnold is absent from this meeting. Item A, under Commissioners, consider authorizing the county judge to terminate or enter a burn ban order. Item B, possibly approve reappointment of Commissioners Leroy McCall Jr. and Frank R. Rose to the Board of Commissioners for Jefferson County, Drainage District Number 3. Item C, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a waiver of recovery zone bond allocations. Item D, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a contract relating to Ford Park use with BEG Investment LLC. Item E, consider and possibly approve a road name change from Jason Court to Abigail Court. And I understand, Mr. Rugg, we have a problem with that.
Yes, sir. The statutory authorization for this court to adopt an order for either an original name or a change of name requires a minimum 2-week notice and a public hearing before this court. And while I realize it's unlikely that there would be any large participation in a public hearing, it nevertheless is a statutory requirement, and the particular oddity of the statutory requirement is the 2-week notice. As you know, the normal notice for commissioner's court meeting is a 72-hour minimum, but this requires a 2-week notice. Does not appear the statute requires a publication, but it nevertheless does require a 2-week public notice. And in order for the name change to be legal and effective, we need to follow that procedure.
Is there a motion to table that? Okay, and a second. All right. We'll cover them all at once. Item F, consider and possibly approve interlocal agreement with Beaumont Independent School District regarding school bus turnaround area maintenance. Item G, receive and file executed interlocal agreement with Beaumont Independent School District regarding school bus turnaround area. Item H, receive and file the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2010 for Jefferson County. Item I, receive and file executed interlocal agreement with the City of Port Arthur for operation and maintenance of the Veterans Memorial Park. Is there a motion on all? All right, have a motion.
Just for clarification, what are we going to do about the burn ban? Does it stay in effect?
Oh, yes. All of the information I've gotten is to lift the burn ban. That's what my understanding. Well, Mr. Fountain corresponded with all of the fire department, and the consensus was to that's my understanding. We'll do whatever y'all want. There's been getting quite a few calls of people that need to burn stuff. We'll do, that was according to Mr. Fountain, the consensus.
Is that part of?
Sir?
Excuse me.
I was going to say, let's hold that item a few minutes and I'll go see if I can pull that email. All of the items, however, with the exception of item A, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Okay, Agricultural Department.
I will second.
Is this from Fountain?
That's the email.
Okay. Well, let. So what do y'all want to do? Lift it? Okay, included in those items, is there a motion in to approve all of those items under county commissioners?
I'll move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The, those items are approved and the burn ban is lifted. And I think that is effective at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Agricultural Department, item A, considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Starla Garlic, Terry Looney to attend leadership expansion program at LSU in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, offered by the Texas AgriLife Extension Service by nomination from their supervisor. Program will take place October 16th through the 19th, 2010. Is there a motion on that? What did I say? November? Okay, November 16th through the 19th, 2010. Is there a motion on that item?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Is this paid for by AgriLife? I didn't see anything addressing the budget issue. Who's paying for the trip? We being, oh,
it's. But I think that the county's paying the per diem, right?
Yeah, that's all we're asking.
Per diem.
Yeah. Yeah.
The county is paying the per diem.
County's paying.
Per diem, yes, for this trip.
But I saw an email about a partial payment from some other agency or something with the per diem. I got an email this morning about meals being paid out of some other, maybe I read it wrong. So the whole deal is paid by the county.
No, I think that the registration and is not paid by the county. What I saw in the email from Starla was the explanation of the trip, and then you were just asking for the per diem, correct? Yes. I don't think it's all the days. Some of the meals were probably provided.
That's what I read. They were provided. Yeah.
Doesn't cover the French Quarter.
But no, you've got 3 days worth of,
how much
4 days worth of travel there. So
how much are we talking?
I don't have the, but do you remember what the five meals for the per diem?
Be less than $150.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm with it.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Teresa was looking like she was looking for a second, but.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. Unanimous. County Airport. Item A, considering possibly approve Tulane A. Wong Engineers, Inc. for material testing service of the GA apron repair project, including asphalt paving inspection testing, cast in place concrete inspection testing for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport as a cost not to exceed $14,295. The project is financed 95% with the FAA AIP grant funds. Item B, consider and possibly approve execution of task order number 3 to Arsenault and Gates Consulting Engineers, Inc. for development of a connecting access road from the terminal to U.S. Highway 69 frontage road, including initial planning, preparation of bids and documents, preliminary design for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport at a cost not to exceed $95,000. This project's financed 95% by the FAA AIP grant funds. There are motion on these items.
So moved.
Motion and second.
I have a question. I'm still trying to understand. What is a task order?
Who?
Task order number 3. What is a task order?
Oh, yeah, task order.
A task order is connected with a professional services contract, and the process of qualifying a firm to do professional services is rather lengthy, and the standard engineering contract is a very long contract. So under the EJ, the standard engineer organization contract, they have two types of contracts. One is a very lengthy contract that you have to execute at every stage of some element that the engineers work on. The other contract is one that basically lays out all the terms and conditions that engineer will operate under, including his standard rates and charges. And then each task then that the engineer is asked to do then tags on to that master contract. So when we entered into that contract with this particular one, Arsenault and Gates, I want to say the master contract is in its second or third year. And there was when they were qualified, there was a list of projects that they would be asked to take on over time as funding became available. And so this is task order number 3 under that master contract.
I understand you. And Deb, under that, because he stated something that gets my eye real close and ear also, when you went out for original bids, it was all laid out in those bids that you would have these different tasks to come under this particular contract, right? Under the big master thing when you went out for it. And the reason I ask is I want to make sure that I was receiving it that way and that the public that view our television viewing of this particular project, meaning the commissioner's court, understood that it wasn't something new we were adding to an individual group. It was something that was there under the original RF, right? Okay, then I just want to make sure that we get that out so people can understand, because sometimes we get calls and it's because they think we're doing something new. Thank you.
Okay. Did we vote on that? Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. That was under the county airport. County auditor, consider for approval fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for juvenile probation of $22. Item B, consider and approve intergovernmental agreement with the city of Port Neches for funding of the 2008 Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is a fiduciary agent for distribution of funds on this grant. Item C, consider and approve agreement with Chevron Pipeline for funding of the 2008 Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is a fiduciary agent for the distribution of funds on this grant. Item D, regular county bills, check number 346141 through check number 346421. Is there a motion on these? Motion second, discussion. All in favor say aye. All opposed say no. The ayes have it. It's unanimous. Engineering, item A, consider and possibly approve. Tract 1 and 2 of Elliott Place being a 1.012 acre of land and part of the William Carr Survey, abstract number 102. Jefferson County, Texas property is located on Lewis Drive in precinct number 2. Item B, execute, receive, and file a pipeline permit number 15-P-10 to TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LP for the distribution of crude oil crossing 10 roads in Jefferson County. Project is located in precinct 1, 2, and 4. Is there a motion on these?
So moved.
Motion and second, discussion.
How did it miss three?
They went way out of their way to get around that.
It was a pyramid, yeah. 1, 2, 4.
I don't want you tapping that all.
When I read that, I said, wait a minute.
All righty, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. Can't believe you feel left out for not having a pipeline. Sheriff's Department, item A, consider and possibly approve our 2010 annual equitable sharing agreement and certification report governing the sheriff's federal asset forfeiture funds. Item B, consider and possibly approve permit application to the U.S. Corps of Engineers for the placement of bulkhead at the site of the planned Marine Operations Center. Is there a motion on the? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Is there a discussion? Okay, no discussion. Call for the vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. Ayes have it. It's unanimous. And that concludes the agenda for today. Thank y'all for coming.